to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you'll get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Friday. It is the 9th of November, 2007, folks. In a few minutes here, I'll have Michael Herzog joining me for a little bit. He's talking about Ron Paul. We come up with some bombastic ideas to help promote Ron Paul, and I want to discuss that a little bit with Mr. Herzog on today's program. You know, earlier today, I do a show called Cashflow, and it's on from 1 to 2 p.m. on the network Monday through Friday. And I was talking about how we get conditioned to certain things. And, of course, that being what this was in context of, I was talking about money. In 1929, folks, when things blew out and blew out for 11 years, we were only $22 billion in the hole, the entire country, as a national debt. Now we're $100 trillion. And it used to be, we used to talk in terms, as far as debt would go, of millions. You remember those days? And now we're talking about billions. And then we had to drop that one, and then we had to go to trillions. And earlier today I was talking about this, and Michael was listening to the show, and he texted into the network, and I asked the question. I said, what comes after $1 trillion? Well, it's quadrillion, and quadrillion has 15 zeros, and after quadrillion there's quintrillion, it has 18 zeros, and of course it goes up. A centillion has 303 zeros. Except in Britain, where it has 600 zeros. But at any rate, the conditioning. When you talk money anymore, it makes no connection with people. None whatsoever. You know, oil is $100 a barrel. Okay, well, what does that mean? Because they've not yet seen that hit the pump. And I saw a news story on ABC, and I pulled up the text for it. They were talking about pilots. That's right. Our commercial air carriers in this country, because fuel is so expensive, they're trying to lighten the load, and they're not carrying enough fuel. And a lot of these guys are coming dangerously close if they get caught in a pattern that's stacked, like it always is at JFK or LaGuardia or wherever. There's a good chance that one of these planes might start falling out of the sky. And these airlines are running on 6 month or older contracts. Now, they buy in advance. So the high fuel costs have really not yet hit the airline industry. And hang on, folks. By Thanksgiving, you're going to see gas at $3.50 or $4 a gallon. If they, as they predicted, and the smart ones on out there are, $130 to $150 a barrel for oil next year, which is going to equate real pricing at the pump, maybe $8, maybe even $10 a gallon for gasoline. I guess there goes your disposable income, if you had any to dispose of. I don't consider filling up my car disposing of income. I consider that being ripped off at the point of a pump. Anyhow, we'll get back on the other side. Michael Herzog will join me for a while. And we'll take calls today at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, it is a Friday. Thank God we're still here. We're still upright. We've made it through another week. Michael Herzog, how are you doing this afternoon?
As if I didn't already have enough to worry about, John Boy. That last comment that you made, being as that I'm going to be embarking on an airplane Thursday.
You are?
Now I have the additional concern of having enough fuel to make it to my destination.
Well, just
thank you for that.
Well, and try this. I'll get you some JP4 and a gallon gas can and see if you can get that through the TSA security checkpoint.
If I get through the checkpoint at all. Yeah.
If you get through the checkpoint at all. I mean, I don't know what the airlines are going to do. I don't know. Carl Schwartz, he's over in China, and he's been bouncing around Romania and all over the place. And he's been listening to the show. Sometimes his business day, it carries him well into the evening, but he just goes into the archives and listens to the show. He emailed me yesterday. A lot of European countries that have flights that don't terminate here, but there's changeover, they're seriously discussing, because of the TSA and all the crap that people have to go through, they're actually not, they're talking about avoiding the United States entirely. And, you know, for the switchovers and whatever else, they're talking about flying into Canada, any place else but the United States.
Yeah, I heard you report that on you know, the left half of my sandwich. today.
Okay.
Your cash flow show.
Yeah.
Of which I'm sandwiched in the middle of that one and this one. And yeah, it's interesting, is it not, that that this is happening? But you know what, John, I don't blame them. I mean, you know, look at the issues that you've had, you know, going through TSA. of course, going anywhere with you, you know, there's bound to be an issue at some point. I
mean, whether I have to create one or one,
I mean, you're an issue waiting to happen.
Whether I am, yes.
Yes. Yeah. But at any rate, no, I mean, I always get nervous because, yes, I have to entertain this thing yet again Thursday. And, you know, I'm always waiting because, as I told you, you know, they monitor me as they monitor RBN. And it's just a matter of time. H.R. 1955, you know, it's now S. 1959 that's going through. They're going to target us. And it's just a question of when they drop the hammer, you know. So that's always in the back of your mind. But
well, I've been waiting to be hammered on for a long, long time. They have left us alone. A lot of people are, and I don't understand the fear out there, Michael. I guess as a broadcaster, as owning a network and all that other stuff, I'm most concerned about the First Amendment and the ability to speak the truth. But I don't care if it's the ADL, the JDL, the IRS, the federal government, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, and God knows whoever else out there in the alphabet soup group, they leave me alone. But
well, that's because you're totally nuts, John. I've been with you, okay? I know why they leave you alone.
Well, I mean, don't give people the impression I'm nuts. I'm the kind of guy that just doesn't like to be screwed with.
I know,
you know.
I know. But in a politically correct world, that could be construed by some perception as totally nuts. But that's beside the point.
Well, then I'm a stark raving idiot. I mean, according to those people. I mean,
I'm just funning with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At any rate, a little bit about this story, Michael. Investigation reveals pilots are requesting more emergency landings because of low fuel. As oil prices soars, it may mean that some airlines may not soon be. Now, United Airlines, that's what it says, American Airlines, or I'm sorry, United, has announced it may have to ground 100 planes because fuel has become so expensive. An investigation by WABC in New York, reporter Jim Hoffer, found that some airlines might be trying to cut costs by lightening the load and flying with less fuel. But that has put some flights and passengers at risk. Yeah, no kidding. In April, a pilot on a commercial plane entering New York airspace contacted air traffic control to say that his aircraft was running low on fuel. And here's the recorded conversation between the pilot and air traffic controllers. Pilot, we are at minimum fuel, sir. Air traffic controller, you're declaring an emergency at this time. The time now is 22:57. I need the souls on board and the fuel in pounds when you arrive. Pilot, copy that. 157 souls on board. We have exactly 38 minutes of fuel remaining. Controllers gave the plane priority landing, and it safely touched down with just minutes. And you being a pilot, Michael, you can understand and appreciate this, with just minutes of fuel remaining.
That now, is called SMP. You know what that is?
I came up with something,
called,
but I can't say it on the air.
It's called sphincter muscle pucker. Okay? I've only been in that occasion on, well, in all my hours of flying, I think I've run into that situation maybe twice. And, yes, you definitely have a bad case of SMP. Oh. When you're the pilot of an airplane and you know you're running low on fuel, especially if the weather conditions are adverse, or you know, you're calculating the destination for the airport or whatever, it can get to be a very tense situation.
Well, and to make you feel better, Michael. By the way, where are you going Thursday?
Out of the country, John.
Really?
Now, I will be broadcasting Friday. I'm going to be broadcasting from my mystery location. I will again be broadcasting Monday from my mystery location.
Now, I already know where it is.
Well, don't say.
Okay.
Okay.
Then. You haven't told me, but I can take a guess. And if I can guess.
Oh. Well, if you guess it, I'll tell you.
Scotland?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're wrong. Wrong.
Continental United States?
Pardon me?
Continental United States?
Stop. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
It's a surprise for my listening audience,
okay?
But I will be broadcasting Friday from my location. Okay,
all right.
And Friday and Monday, and I'll have Rob, the roving reporter, of which you had on the air with you, I think last week or week before. He'll be sub-hosting for me Thursday.
Okay,
I'm doing like you did to me. I'm kind of just throwing him into the wind and, you know, letting him audition to see how good he is. You know,
Well, he's done radio before. I mean, that's not really...
Well, I know, but the kid really impresses me. Matter of fact, on my show today, you know, I was asking the question because I wasn't really sure. I'm not real sure how the political process works if they indeed got to the place of impeaching Dick Cheney of who would take over. And I'm asking the
Nancy
listening audience...
Nancy Pelosi.
Well, no, wait a minute. Yeah, but she has to be appointed by Bush to do that. He has to approve her, and if Dick Cheney, his handler, gets impeached, Bush is going to be in the hospital with an epileptic seizure. Okay, if they impeach Cheney, because he's next. All right, but anyway, I posed the question out there because I wasn't really sure about it, and the next thing I know, I'm getting a Skype message from this 21-year-old kid telling me what's going on. And I didn't know whether to get pissed off, excuse my French, or whether to laugh.
And you picked on me today for not knowing what come after a trillion? Come on.
Hey, it's Friday. Come on.
I understand. Anyhow, the balance of the story, just to make you feel better, Michael, at Newark Liberty International Airport, just 5 flights landed under minimum or low fuel conditions over a 6-month period in 2005. Now, in the same period, a 6-month period, this year alone, 73 flights came in to the same airport with minimum fuel. Now, here's the good thing for the airlines. The good thing for the airlines is who cares if they have to, well, they have to ground planes. They're going to care because these things sitting on the ground. It used to be in the airline industry that fast turnaround, rack them, stack them, and pack them. You shove the belly full of baggage, and you plop the customers in the seats, and you put the fuel in the wings, and off you go. Anytime that plane's sitting on the ground, it's losing money. But United is thinking because of the cost of fuel that they might have to ground 100 planes. Well, that means bankruptcy for the airline. Okay, this is not hard to figure out. But going into next year, Mike, think about this. When the economy really starts to sour, and we haven't even begun, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is La La Land. This is the Disneyland warm-up right now. If you think things are starting to sour, wait till this you get the screaming curds next year, because it's really going to be bad. So the airlines, the way they used to operate, like I said, rack 'em, stack 'em, and pack 'em. I mean, you saw them shrink down the aisles and, you know, put the seats close together. There's going to be a lot less flights out there available because every plane that's in the air, they're going to have to put maximum passengers in those planes.
And minimum fuel.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Michael, you've been around long enough, and you know the history. You know, the bug caught you. You're a pilot. And you know the history of American airlines, and I'm not talking specifically about American airlines, but American-based airlines, commercial airlines, that, I mean, we used to fly airplanes, folks, that they weren't stewardesses, they were actually nurses on board. Okay, this was in the heyday where they were making some planes that might stay up in the air and might not, and weather conditions, it wasn't sophisticated, they didn't have instrument flight rules, they didn't have a lot of this stuff. So to calm the public, they would actually put nurses on board, and they would be the stewardesses. But if you noticed that money was not an issue before, you know, I mean, they had DC-3s. How many people could just pack in a DC-3? 50? 55 people, maybe?
Not even that, I don't believe. Let's see, 24, probably 40, 44 or something.
I mean, and here's an airplane, and they had the pilot, they had the co-pilot, they had the navigator, they had a full crew, a full complement. And they're only hauling a few people. But the point is that these airlines, there's going to be, I think there's probably going to be maybe one, maybe two airlines left in this country. Because a lot of them are going to go belly up and they're going to get absorbed by the ones that have a little bit more cash on hand. We might be looking at a country with one airline in it.
I mean, it's a possibility.
I mean, it is. But my point is, if you take a look at the service that people used to get, and things weren't outrageous. Everything was hunky-dory. People were enjoying life. They didn't have to keep looking over their shoulder, you know, wondering when something's going to bowl them over and it's going to run them into the ground. This is...
Well, John, you remember back, and now that you've shown me this, when there were nurses on the plane, you've just shown me that you're older than me, because I don't remember that, okay?
You are older than me. I just know the history of airlines, maybe a little bit.
All right, I'm going to make a point here when we get back from the break. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, Oblio. We'll be right back. Do you know who Oblio is, by the way?
No, you're older than me. You'll tell me when we get back.
Folks, 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls. We'll do all of that. Be back with Michael Herzog. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Be right back at you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back. Mikey Herzog sitting shotgun with me on this Friday, folks. Michael, you wanted to make a point when we came on a break?
Yeah, but I want to know who Oblio is first.
Didn't you ever hear the story about Oblio going through the pointless forest?
No.
And I haven't recalled the story since I was a kid, but it was pointless, and nobody had a point on their head. And Oblio was the only one with a point on his head, so he had a point, I guess. I don't know. It's
well, that proves you're older than me. I'll tell you what. I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now. Watch this, folks. All right, here we go. This is going to prove that you've been lying to me all along. You're older than me. All right, I'm going to mention a name, and you tell me who he is.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Algonquin J. Calhoun.
I have no idea. Algonquin?
Algonquin J. Calhoun was the attorney on the Amos and Andy show.
Look. I remember. Let me see. It was Jack Parr that did the Tonight Show. Steve Allen took over for him, and of course Johnny Carson all those years, and then Jay Leno. He's set to retire next year. But I can remember Jack Parr doing the Tonight Show.
I remember that.
Let me put it to you this way. I'll give you a little hint. The last time the Detroit Lions won a championship.
1837.
It was in 1957, and I was 4 years old.
Oh, okay. No, at any rate, we were on the subject of, when they were flying the DC-3s and the nurses were on the plane. Okay, and I don't remember that because I never flew commercially on a DC-3. However,
I never said that I did either. I just said that I knew about it.
Oh, come on, John. That's what you were alluding to.
No, it wasn't.
All right, well, look. Yeah. At any rate. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So remember when you pulled into a gas station and you ran across that little rubber cord and went ding, ding, and
sure.
Three guys ran out and, they checked the air in your tires. I mean, it wasn't about money then either because they were smiling at you with their hats on and so forth. I mean, I was just a little kid.
Selling you cheap gas.
Yeah. I was like, what was it, about 25 cents a gallon?
Yeah.
And I can remember going into the cigarette machine, sneaking in there when the guy wasn't looking and buying a pack of cigarettes for 25 cents, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
so I guess I am older than you then, right?
And gas wars, I'm sure you can remember this, when they'd have gas wars. You could get a gallon of gas for 10, 15 cents a gallon.
No, you are older than me then. I don't remember that. We go back and forth with this all day.
Well, I'm telling you.
All right, where were we? Go ahead.
You were going to make a point.
I was? Oh, no, I just made the point.
I was talking
about the guy, the little rubber thing where the guy jumped out with the gas, and three guys were, one of them was washing your windows, the other one was checking your tires, and the hood's up, and the oil's being checked. There's like three guys,
Yeah.
This is back.
And that's the time that gas stations, you not only bought your gas and your oil there, and you got the guy to check your oil, pull the dipstick out of your car and actually look at it, wash your windows, check tires, but if you needed a repair, all these gas stations used to have the repair centers right there. I mean, folks, you're lucky if you can get an attendant out of the little box at night if you have a problem.
Well, I'll tell you what. See, this is why I like where I am. Because right down the street still exists one of those places within walking distance of me. The only problem that I have now is being able to go from point A to point B walking back without getting killed. Okay, because I'm right in the heart here of Phoenix, Arizona, and as I mentioned, I went to court. I ventured in the court the other day. And for my stepdaughter, I had to take the day off Wednesday and go down there.
Yeah, I heard the show yesterday.
Did you? There was two people in the courtroom. Well, actually, there was one, two, there was three, four people in the courtroom. One of them was myself, the other one was Lindsay, and then her daughter, and then one other lady that was white Caucasian. Everybody else was a different color. So we are indeed here, at least in Phoenix, from what I see, a minority.
I asked you this question because you lived here in Round Rock for what, 2-3 months?
3 months, yeah.
3 months. I ask you why, in God's name, you wanted to go out to Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, there's a number of different reasons. I mean, one of them was economically speaking, and we had covered that before. Number two, and as you know, I had a real bad problem with Round Rock. I have a bad problem with watching an old lady get pulled over with her groceries and having six cops show up.
But, I know. Well, no, they're just on guard up here. I mean, the boys, if there's a bank robbery in
this town. Is that what you call it, on guard?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
it's the epitome. I mean, it's a good thing to watch because it's the epitome of the coming police state and their proactive stance on law enforcement. There was valuable lessons to be learned here while you were stuck at the elongated traffic lights.
There were several. Folks, I have to tell you, anybody who's never been there, it's the only town I've ever been in my life where, usually when the light will turn green, the north-south lanes go and then the east-west lanes go. Not in Round Rock. Okay, the north lane goes, then the west lane goes, then the east lane goes, then the south lane goes.
Mm-hmm.
But when all other when the one lane is going, the other three lanes are stopped, and it takes twice as long to get anywhere.
Well, at that very same intersection, the one you're talking about on South Mays there that goes across 35.
That's every intersection, John.
But at that particular intersection, I got hit last week in my car because the lady, she was in a turn only lane, and I was in the other lane. I had the option, the outside lane, to go straight or turn. Well, she wanted to go straight in her turn lane, and she whacked me. But that's another story. Let's go to the phones. Dave in New York. Thanks for holding, Dave.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Listen, I want to entertain something that you said before when you said that they haven't come after you yet. Well, whenever I hear that, first of all, I always say, as a generic statement, I don't know anybody named they. But, okay, I like to put a name and a face on it. We have to watch. I pointed this out when I was on with another one of your guests a while back. that they are saying that COINTELPRO type activities are being used against a broad category of activists called anti-globalists.
Hang on, Dave. Well, we're up against the break. Hang on a second. I want to hear about the anti-globalist. I know who I am. I don't know who they are because they haven't shown their face yet. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, I was talking to the producer during the break, guys, and he was telling me about somebody that's on this network that he'll be doing some real serious news, and all of a sudden he'll start laughing. And my response to that was that, you know, we should be injecting a little bit more humor in this bad news because we're giving you the bad news. But the psychological effect that it has on the other side, I mean, we're reporting on what they're doing, but we're laughing in their face. And you want something that really is going to just drive them up a wall. It's laughter and mirth. We all know the position we're in. And quite frankly, guys, I'm having the time of my life. But anyhow, that's off topic. Dave, you were about to say.
Okay. I just would suggest you're probably familiar with the Church Committee report, and you're probably familiar with COINTELPRO, which is not actually counterintelligence at all. It's just harassment.
Sure.
But I said, and I'm referencing the anti-illegal immigration movement, which I'm in. In the past year, there has been so much infighting, disruption, that these suspicion that there are COINTELPRO type activities being used. I mean, there's just been so much infighting. And one of the tools they use when they come after you, so to speak, is they try to engineer infighting, engineer conflicts amongst you and your friends, turn everybody against each other. And sometimes that in itself is enough to shut you down. They don't have to go with charges or coming up with legislation that's going to be challenged in the Supreme Court, because that's a lengthy process. If they can come in, instigate, get you to fight with your buddies to where you get all pissed off at each other and say, I quit, then they've succeeded. So that's a technique I think that we have to look for first, rather than more of some of these harder techniques that could take a while to work. You know, they go through it with legislation. You have a lot of problems there. We're going to get lawyers and challenges and stuff like that. Just look out for, look up the church committee report, and you'll see. I mean, some of these tactics that they've done to people in the past, trying to break up marriages. Just something as simple as that, to disrupt your life so you don't want to continue doing what you're doing anymore.
No, the Helen Gurley Brown, the CIA, and the women's movement did that. I mean, gosh, you tell people that and they go, what'd you say? The CIA and the bra burning movement and the Helen Reddy I Am Woman movement, you talk about that in these terms today and women will just get all owly on you. I mean, they'll really get really scratchy on you, but it's true. I mean, what happened? We're talking about different paradigms. We're talking about different periods in this short period of time in this country's life. It used to be that the blue-collar worker could have his home, wife at home, raising their children, and he was the only income earner. You know, what the heck happened to those days? Now we're talking about two jobs. You know, they invented cute little terms over it. They called it latchkey children. You know, daycares have been the place that you dump your kids so both parents can go off and work, and that is if they're still married. And I don't know what the divorce rate is now, but it used to be 50% of the divorce rate in this country was due to finances. What's going to happen next year? I mean, is McDonald's going to pick up the contract on fast food divorces? You know, you just drive up, get a burger, and get your divorce right there?
Well, you see, that's why these type of operations, they go after this. Sure, there's naturally occurring divorces. There's naturally occurring infighting. So that gives them tremendous plausible deniability when they come in and instigate. When they come in, instigate you and your friends, is because you can say, well, stuff happens, and, you know, this stuff happens naturally. So there's plenty of plausible deniability. So that's what I'm saying. These type of operations, they're working under the cloak where there's plenty of plausible deniability. Hey, you can't blame me because me and so-and-so had a falling out or because a marriage broke up. You sound like a kook if you do.
Right.
But in reality, a lot of times this is how they come after you first, to just try to something that appears to be innocuous like that. But again, read the church report and COINTELPRO, and this stuff was well documented that they actually did stuff like that.
Well, Dave, I appreciate that tidbit.
Thank you, sir.
I'll look it up, the church report. All right.
Church committee.
You know, church committee.
You know, John, they are giving you drive-up flu shots now. They are. I'm serious.
I mean, out in Vegas, you can literally drive up to a window and get married. Now, I wonder if they have, on the other side of the building, the divorce lawyer that can grant you a divorce.
I haven't looked lately.
Well, and I'll tell you what. In Vegas, everything stays in Vegas. I mean, you could literally get married, drive around the parking lot, and get divorced on the other side. That's probably how long those Vegas marriages last anyhow.
I'm sure you're probably right.
Don't people go out there and just get silly drunk and just do stupid things?
Oh, come on. You've been there, John. You're asking me?
Me? Huh? Me? I've been to Vegas.
Why? Haven't you?
On trade shows. I never went out to Vegas to go to Vegas.
You never went out to Vegas and gambled. Time slows down. There are no clocks in the casinos. Okay. And I've heard rumor they pump oxygen in rooms.
I don't know what it is about you. Okay, I was out there at a trade show, and I decided I was going to sit down and play blackjack.
See, so then you were in a casino.
Yes, I was.
So I didn't have to explain what I just explained.
And I spent the entire next day at this trade show just tired as a dog, because it took me 8 hours to win $700 back.
And sober up.
That's one thing that I don't, I didn't even know when you're out there playing cards, when those people come up and ask you for a drink, that you didn't have to pay for them. I'd get out of my chair, walk over to the bar, and pay for a drink. That's how much I go to Vegas.
Yeah, you are younger than me. Okay.
800-313-9443. We'll make some sense of this somehow, some way.
Oh, you've so much to learn, John.
By the way, my wife came up with a good idea.
Another one?
Okay.
Yeah, first one was me.
You don't even want me to go there.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
All right.
Any rate, she wanted to do something like Line 35 out here with people arm-in-arm with Ron Paul signs. And I said, well, I said, first of all, I said, I don't know how the cops would react to that. He said, okay, we'll do it on the service drives. And I said, well, I said, why don't we do this? Because you saw how many people donated to the Ron Paul campaign in one day. What was it? 40,000?
$4.2 million, and it was I know that he had 17,000 originally that had committed for $100, and the average was 103. I really don't know how many people in total donated.
I think there was 37 or 40,000. It was up there, and the numbers are growing. Well, right. To get
there's another one that's going to happen on Veterans Day, though, isn't it?
Yes, yes, okay, there is. Yeah. At any rate, what we're also going to do, folks, and I almost let it out of the bag yesterday. And my wife says, don't you do this before we get our prices set. We're going to carry all the Ron Paul signs. And I mean the big ones, the smaller ones, the medium-sized ones. And we're going to give them out to people at cost. Whatever it costs those from the signs, from the Ron Paul people, I guess they got a contract. And it's big, so the prices are kept real, real low on these signs. Everybody's got to keep plastering the Ron Paul signs around, the bumper stickers, everything else. But I come up with an idea. That you don't see anybody out there with bumper stickers for Rudy Giuliani, do you? Or John McCain or anybody else, but you're seeing the Ron Paul stickers. This is truly a grassroots movement. But then the idea started to coalesce in my head that we could, instead of trying to line people along expressways, why don't we use the bridges with people with signs facing both north and south, and holding up Ron Paul signs. And we could do this on Fridays, the busiest. Hey, here in Austin, Michael, you've been down here. On Friday, it's gridlock traffic. I mean, you're moving, and you're looking for things to do to break up the boredom. And if you got 100 people hanging off of a bridge with Ron Paul signs, the thing with Ron Paul is that he's not well enough known. They've seen him in the debates, but they don't know anything about the guy. But if the people get the sense, and this is true in politics, a lot of people will waffle back and forth. They're on this side of the fence or that side of the fence. A lot of people don't make up their minds until later on in the politicking game. But there's nobody out there that is promoting Ron Paul like the Ron Paul promoters. So I think we could probably pull this off, at least in the continental United States, and do this en masse on all the bridges over all the expressways in this country to get the word out about Ron Paul. And I was playing around with ideas for it, like the program would be Ron Paul Bridges America or something.
Now, honestly, John, was that your idea or was that Sandra's?
No, the bridge was my idea. I knocked her idea out of the box.
I heard something about somebody doing that and getting arrested for it, but I don't know.
What?
You know, what? Hanging a sign over a bridge.
Oh, no. You're not allowed to attach things on the bridge. You can't spray paint. You can't attach signs.
Oh, you want them to loiter on the bridge. Okay. Well, all right. That's better.
Well, now, see, I don't even know if it would be classified as loitering because it is a public bridge and they do have sidewalks.
Okay.
I mean,
works for me.
I'm thinking, hey, we don't have money to go out there right now and spend $1,000 a month to rent out billboards. But we got a heck of a lot of people out there that want to see Ron Paul in the White House. And if as many people would be involved in this thing, I mean, think about this. On 8090 that across the turnpike, you know, there's 5, 10, 20 people up there with Ron Paul signs. You know, the guy's from Hoboken, New Jersey, going to Chicago, and he's driving down the road, and Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. I mean, it's a thought. I'm with you. What you said in the last few minutes of your show, we got to get this dude in there.
Oh, there's no question about it. And as I mentioned, you know, with this impeachment resolution that Dennis Kucinich had, put in there the other day, it was a surprise that they had actually got to the Judiciary Committee. And I'm not so sure. Now, let me bounce this off of you. I don't know if you heard the end of my show. But, John, do you think, because this thought hit my mind, and it could be totally absurd. I don't know. But do you think it's possible that the powers that be are going to allow this to happen so they can all turn around and point a finger and, we know they eat their own.
okay? Do you think they've come to a place in time, there's so many of these neocons that have deserted the ship, that it's time to take them down, point a finger of blame at them? Do you think that's possible?
When you say to have Ron Paul be the facilitator for the finger pointing at them?
No, not Ron Paul. I'm talking about the elite, the powers that be, the people that are pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you think that it's possible that they have decided that it's time to let an impeachment proceeding, you know, go ahead
impeachment.
And then point a finger at them and say, yeah, you know, they're responsible for all the war crimes and just take them down?
They would have to be politically real desperate to do that. I don't know that that's the case. I do know this, that they were supposed to have their North American Union. All the deals, everything was supposed to be inked and signed before this banking crisis hit, which, by the way, folks, is not an accident. I got news for you. You don't get trillions of dollars in the hole just by doing business. No, they have to drive down the United States, and this was the final way to put the last remaining nail in the coffin. You know, it's not bad enough that they ship out 80% of the manufacturing jobs. And Michael, the other day I was doing some reading, and you know how they'll use the gross domestic product figures. Okay, you know, what are we producing? What are we spending? You know, what are we doing this, that? Well, we are, I heard this on a financial show the other day, that we are a service sector economy. Well, I already knew that. But what they were referring to is the gross domestic product is people buying. Now, they didn't give you any detail. When I start delving into this, do you realize that they count 72% of the gross domestic product of people just being consumers and buying since we're not producing anymore?
Right, that includes, and they include Big Macs into that.
Oh, yeah.
They include everything.
Now manufacturing. Right. Yep, that's right.
Right, yeah. And they've even coined a phrase for the or a name for the guy that makes the hamburgers now. I can't remember what it was, but it, you know, has somebody manufacturing, you know, a burger or something like that. I don't know. But you know, they're grasping at straws. You know, I mean, these same people that are turning around and telling us that inflation is 2.3% or whatever it is, or you know, Ron Paul's cross-examining Bernanke, which he really didn't cross-examining, but
he
you know,
made a statement. I saw that, and did you see the look on Bernanke's face? He sat there and smirked at him.
Oh, well, yeah, and his eyes were rolling. He's going, oh, no, not again.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's used to it now, you know.
Well, I mean, and here's the guy that, you know, I don't know if you heard my program or not, but last Friday.
John, I hear it every day. Come on.
Oh, God, how could you torture yourself like that?
I don't know.
Listen to the show that I'm on before your show, then you listen to me after your show?
I'm critiquing you.
You need to get out more often.
I got a problem.
At any rate. Last Friday, a week ago today, on CNBC, they had Jimmy Rogers up. Now, Jimmy Rogers used to be in business, I think, with George Soros. They were partners.
That's the guy that's moving to Singapore. Is that right?
That's the guy.
Okay, gotcha.
And the talking head asked him the question, well, you know, how do you think Ben Bernanke's handling the Fed? And his response was, yeah, well, I'm moving out of the country. My family's already over in Singapore. And Ben Bernanke should disband the Fed and then quickly resign. And when they went to commercial break, when you got back, Jimmy Rogers wasn't on the set.
That's not a surprise.
Well, but here's the thing, that people, and I've been watching these hosts, these talking heads of these financial shows, mm-hmm. they're desperate to talk about something positive, and there's nothing positive to talk about it. And they themselves are getting real snippy with each other. It's like throwing two wild cats in a pillowcase. I mean, it's gone beyond entertainment. You
really?
Know?
Do you think I should go buy a TV then?
Well, no, absolutely not. If you don't have one, please don't buy one.
No, I've got one. It's not hooked up though.
Okay.
I get my information from you. You see, but that's okay. Now I know that Jimmy Rogers is moving to Singapore. He put his children in school.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I had a conversation with Lindsay Williams, who'll be up on my show next week, and we were talking about that. You know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I'm taking a trip out of the country next week for a short term, and I'm doing that with, you know, a little business in mind as well. I'm going to be, you know, tossing across some business ideas, and we're going to be going back and forth with it. But the fact of the matter is that there are literally people bailing out of this country in droves. And I don't know.
You're going to Scotland to open up a bar, aren't you?
Well.
I know you.
Did you hear my show with Country Comparisons yesterday or something?
No, I've got a microphone planted in your apartment out there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
By the way, who's the blonde you had there the other night? No, I'm just joking, folks. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to Scotland.
Okay.
I am going to a location that I will disclose once I get there, and I'm going to be meeting with an expatriate, and we're going to be talking about a couple of business ideas.
Okay.
I'm not going to kid you. I'm going to be looking at the environment. I'm going to be looking at the, the area in which he lives, and I'm going to be doing some comparisons of, I don't know, just the atmosphere, just, you know, comparing the, not necessarily the freedoms per se, but just the attitude of the people, because, you know, as you know, John, the attitude of the people of this country is a reflection of its leadership, and the people in this country are tense, they are frightened. I mean, I'm talking about mainstream people. You know, they're frightened, they're on edge all the time. You can tell that when you get in a car, especially in Round Rock. In Phoenix you can tell. We don't have to worry about that in Round Rock. They're too busy getting pulled over by six cops.
That's
but
right.
Yeah. No,
the good thing
rate.
About that is when they're pulling one guy over, there's 50 that go by because they all gang up on one. And Michael, is not joking. Do you remember, Michael, I think you were down here around Christmas time, that when I went out to the parking lot to suggest to the cop of the car that they were going to impound, I said, well, you know, you can just leave it here. He looked at me and he says, if you say one more word to me, I'm going to arrest you.
But I heard your show that day.
Oh, man. Yeah, Round Rock's finest. Be nice, okay. And I'll put you in jail. We'll be right back.
We'll be back after the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I just got a piece of news here during the break. Mr. Herzog, do you know you're playing in Talladega, Alabama?
Well, I was just about to say, you know, I can't get away with anything, and I was just going to share this story with you that I was announcing on my show. Somebody had sent me an email through my website, which doesn't tell me where it came from.
Right.
But the initials were DN, and it said Alabama. Okay, so I'm assuming, and it was talking about Leo Wanta, so I'm assuming it's Don Nikoloff. So I go into my, you know, I can go in and I can track who hits what. And right about the same time that email came in, there was a hit on my website from a location that was really close to where Don Nikoloff lived. So I said, if it is Don Nikoloff, I'm not going to report on Leo Wanta. Well, immediately Nikoloff calls in. He goes, it wasn't me. And then not 2 minutes later, you know, I can't get away with anything. I said, look, I have never had a hit on my website from Alabama. Next thing I know, Bill from Alabama calls. He says, you've got hundreds of listeners in Alabama, you know, so I can't get away with anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really shocked and amazed here. We're starting to pick up affiliates like nobody's business. We have to revamp the map to put the pins, the little pins in the locations. But I'll tell you what, it's exciting times, and folks, I guess timing is important, Michael, because the tighter things get and the worse they get, we're in a position that we're going to be reaching more and more and more people. And I'm telling you what, I'm enjoying life. I am really enjoying life because we're starting to get through to people. More people are hearing. And I'm just giddy, for gosh sakes. I couldn't be happier, because the odd thing about this, and I think you remember me telling you this, is the worse things get, the better we do. But things are going to get real, real bad. And Michael, I don't want to keep pressing you on where you're going to go globetrotting at, but I got to tell you something. There's no use in running, because you're only going to die tired. There's not going
to
be...
I was waiting for this to come up. I knew at some point you were going to have to get that out there. I didn't say anything about running anywhere. You're assuming, John. Okay? Now, I said that there was possibility of a business deal. Okay, yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And I said, I'm looking at the location, and I'm checking out the environment and so forth. And immediately, knowing you, you're going, now look, there's no sense in running. You can't go anywhere.
That's right. Okay? That's right. The New World Order is everywhere. They're going to get you.
Right. But, you know, getting back to your topic about people are waking up, I mean, really, and I said this on my show, is that there's a couple of guys that, you know, I went to a reunion a few weeks ago, and there's a couple of guys that I grew up with that, and the one guy has always been, you know, a status quo, you know, typical Democrat, and even this guy, this is a guy that told me if I didn't think that 19 Arab hijackers crashed into the World Trade Center, then I was nuts.
Really?
Okay, and even this guy's starting to ask questions now, so that gives me hope.
Yeah, and it's happening. I mean, it really is. It is really happening. I'll tell you what. Let me not keep this guy hanging on any longer. Ed in Southwest Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello there, John.
How you doing?
Your screener said y'all were talking about posting Ron Paul stuff.
Yes.
A little bit there. And from whenever I get a tape from Alex, I get one Ron Paul sticker. And this little bitty town has no clue who he is. Of course, I pass them out as I get them because I've got them on my vehicles now. That's not what I called about, though. My question is, I heard on the radio today about something. If the dollar goes down, too much butter will be in parity with the peso.
Yes.
My question is, if this happens, what if I go out today and buy $100 worth of pesos, which would come out to 1,000 pesos, and then the dollar hits parity with the peso, would I get 1,000 pesos worth of Ameros, and I could only get 100 Ameros with the dollars?
Hmm.
You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
A thought crossed my mind.
Well, I'm telling you, unless you're in the league with somebody like George Soros, I don't think it's really going to pay off. There's money to be made in currency trading, but these guys are on the inside, and they already buy the currency, and they've got the bucks in which to do it. Anything else, Ed?
No, I just want to let you know, if I miss you on the shortwave, and I cannot hear you at all unless I call.